Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. This might be a little bit of a fire hose type of a program because I'm going to cover a lot of information, and we're going to kick it off with something called Medicaid. I think most people have heard of Medicaid. I like to just say that Medicaid is that safety net that says if you have outlived your assets, which, by the way, is kind of easy to do these days, if you've outlived your assets and you need care in a senior care community, the Medicaid program will pay for the majority of that cost. All right, the Medicaid program will pay for a lot of other things as well, but for the purposes of this overview and discussion, we're going to focus on Medicaid paying for your stay in a long-term care. And I'm going to talk about what is it, what does it pay for, how do you qualify for it, and then maybe review some limitations. And that's a lot. So let's jump in here. So what is Medicaid? Let me just start off by saying, don't confuse that with Medicare. A lot of people will interchange, oh, it's that Medicare thing or that Medicaid. Those are two separate things. So Medicaid is financial assistance for health care and prescription costs. It is a federal program, so it's offered through the federal government, but it is administered by the state. That's a really key point there, because each state could have slightly different rules. And depending on what state you live in and what you're needing, you may be able to use some of those rules in your favor. I'll give you an example of that here in a little bit. And again, do not confuse Medicare and Medicaid. These are not interchangeable. Again, I've already just briefly touched on what Medicaid is. Medicare is your health insurance. It's just as simple as that. Medicare is your health insurance. It'll pay for your major medical, your hospital stays, and then, you know, your Part B is going to pay for all the other things like your doctor's office visits and MRIs and x-rays and labs and maybe some equipment and supplies, that sort of thing. So Medicare is your health insurance, not the same. Okay, and then you have to meet certain income and asset criteria. So let's take one step further. And again, we're talking about Medicaid for the purpose of depending on Medicaid to help us pay for our stay in a long-term care community. And for a shared room, just as a reminder, in long-term care community, the average is a solid, this is a shared room, the semi-private room, you have a roommate. Okay, that's what Medicaid will pay for. And we're talking, you know, $9,000 to $10,000 or so every month. So it does pay out a lot for this. So taking that next step, how does Medicaid work? First of all, let's keep it simple, or a little more simple. And let's look at a single person, an individual person. So you're not a married couple. So if you're not a married couple with a spouse and a spouse, and you're on your own, whether your spouse has passed away or whether you're divorced or you've never married, you're for Medicaid purposes, you're considered a single person. So this is very simply an asset test. And so you have to divide your assets into a couple of different categories. So an exempt asset, meaning it's off the table for now, maybe forever. An exempt asset is your house. Well, wait a minute, Steve, don't you have to like sign the deed over to the nursing home? No. And if I've heard that so many times, if I had a nickel for every time I've heard, oh, Steve, we can't move Dad in there until we sign the deed of our house over to the nursing home. They want his house before they'll take Medicaid. No, they don't. Doesn't work that way. If I had a nickel every time I heard that, I'd have a big pile of nickels. I wouldn't be quite ready to retire yet, but I'd have a whole pile of nickels. So your house is considered an exempt asset. And then here's the caveat. For now. So your house is exempt. One vehicle is considered an exempt asset. One vehicle. A prepaid funeral plan. Prepaid funeral plan. By the way, that's a really smart thing to do. Just get it out of the way. Do your family a huge favor. Have that all set up and all paid for so they don't have to stress about all of that while they're mourning the loss of you. Do your family a favor and get that done. And there's some financial advantages for that too. So an exempt asset. Your house for now, one vehicle, a prepaid funeral plan, a small amount of cash value in a life insurance policy, up to $1,500. So not much, a little bit. And I'm not talking about the face value or the death benefit. I'm talking about if it's a cash value life insurance policy that has a little bit of a savings on the side, you can keep up to $1,500 of that. And then all the stuff in your house, your household goods. All of those things are considered exempt assets. On the other side of the ledger, so to speak, you have your countable assets. And it's almost everything else. And I like to say, think liquid assets. So countable assets, I'll explain this in a second, checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, in certain states, 401ks, IRAs. Actually, in all states, 401ks and IRAs. I just skipped ahead mentally. We'll get there when we're talking about a couple. Okay? Checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, 401ks, IRAs, annuities. Think liquid assets. Those are your countable assets. So now we've taken that next step and we say, okay, we look at everything. This is the exempt asset list. This is the countable asset list. So now what do you do? So then we have to look at the countable asset list. Again, the liquid assets. And we have to spend down those assets. So if you ever hear the term, if you're anywhere close to working with Medicaid or just exploring that, learning about it, if you hear the term spend down, that's what that means. You have X dollars of liquid assets, countable assets, and you're going to spend down the assets to the trigger point. So this program is broadcast from the Kansas City metropolitan area. So we have two different numbers in our area. Remember, it's a federal program, but it's administered state by state, and the states could have slightly different numbers, slightly different rules, and so forth. So in the state of Missouri, you would spend down the assets to $5,909. So you're almost broke. Okay, once you spend down those liquid assets, the countable assets, down to $5,909 in the state of Missouri, boom, you're in. That's it. This is a simple asset test, is how I like to describe that. In the state of Kansas, you have to spend down your liquid assets to $2,000. $2,000 in the state of Kansas. And again, you're almost broke, and at that point, you have outlived your assets, and then the Medicaid program will come in and pay for the majority of the cost of your stay in a long-term care community. And I have a whole lot more I'm going to get into coming up next, but look, with my firm, with Senior Care Consulting, we go through all of this in detail every single time we work with our clients. If you're interested in looking at this, interested in discussing our services, it's 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicaid considers your income as a factor when qualifying for Medicaid to pay for long-term care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicaid considers your income as a factor when qualifying for Medicaid to pay for long-term care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. Oh, wait a minute, Steve. You just said it's an asset test. Okay, so it's a little bit of a trick question. So it is 99% of an asset test. Actually, it is an asset test. But they also look at your income. Your income is rarely a factor when qualifying for long-term care. So here's an example. So let's say that a long-term care community charges, let's just use some nice round little numbers here. They charge $10,000 a month for their long-term care community, and that would be a shared room, a semi-private room, one bed, so in a room, so you have a roommate. That's what Medicaid will pay for. So let's say they charge $10,000. If the long-term care community is Medicaid certified, and let's say that they accept from Medicaid $9,000 per month as their payment in full. They say, okay, yeah, if anyone comes in on Medicaid and we agreed to bill Medicaid, we will accept $9,000 as our payment in full. We'll write off the other $1,000. Okay, so their Medicaid reimbursement rate to that particular community is $9,000 per month. If your income is over $9,000 per month, then you can pay for your own care. You don't need Medicaid's help. But how many people do you know trying to qualify for long-term care and have it paid for by Medicaid. How many of those folks do you know that have over a $9,000 per month income? And I would say very, 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 very few. Very few. Now, I've had a few clients over the year, and let's say they had a large military pension, they had a high Social Security pension every month, Social Security payment income every month, and it was a pretty high number. And I've had just a very few, I could count them on one hand over all these years. And I thought, you know what, that's getting pretty close. So I had to actually go to the places that I was considering as part of our top, our list of our top options. And then I calculated their Medicaid reimbursement rate, and I made sure that his income was under what they're paid by Medicaid. And he was just under a couple of them and pretty far under another one. And so it all worked out. But it is a factor. Although it's usually not much of a factor. it's very rare. All right. So let's jump back into Medicaid, how it works, what it pays for, all the things. So we just talked about a person with and let's just say this person has $50,000 in countable assets, liquid assets, checking, saving, money market, mutual fund, CD, 401k, IRA, all the stuff. Then he spends that down to $5,900 in Missouri or $2,000 in Kansas. And let me say, most of the states around the country are very similar numbers to this. And once you spend that down, then boom, you qualify. Most of the clients that I work with through Senior Care Consulting, their income is $1,500 a month, $2,000 a month. I'm working with someone right now. They do have a military pension and a solid Social Security number. Their income is about $5,000 to $6,000 a month, but all of those numbers are less than the Medicaid reimbursement to these facilities, and so we're in good shape there. All right, that is exactly how it works for a single person. Well, Steve, what about a married couple? My husband and I were together, and we have joint income, joint assets, all of that stuff. So what you would do in the case of a married couple is you would, again, the exempt assets, they're the same. Okay, your house, for now, one vehicle, prepaid funeral plan, up to $1,500 of cash value in a small life insurance policy, and all the stuff in your house. All the liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, 401ks, IRAs, annuities, all the stuff. Add them up. And then you would do what's called a division of assets. Now, let me stop right here just for a second. Do not do this on your own, period. You're going to screw it up. I'm just telling you, this is a little too complex, and you don't want to mess this up, okay? And most individuals in these long-term care communities, most of them, I would say, they're more than willing to help an individual, you know, file the Medicaid application on a simple spend down. The vast majority that I've ever worked with, they don't want anything to do with this division of assets. It gets too complicated, and if you make a mistake, first of all, you could screw up the Medicaid application, and maybe that individual wouldn't qualify, or you might leave a lot of money on the table that could have gone to the community spouse. So, work with a qualified, very experienced elder law attorney. Well, Steve, I don't know if I want to pay money for that elder law attorney. It's some of the best money that you're ever going to spend, ever. Go to NAELA.org, NAELA.org, National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, NAELA.org. You can type in your city or your zip code, and it'll do a search out so many miles. You have some variables there you can set, and you'll get a list of elder law attorneys in your area. And that's where you can begin your research, start your research there. Make sure they practice 100% elder law. You have a lot of law firms saying, oh, hey, everybody's getting old and we need to jump on the train. And, okay, look at us. We do elder law too. And they may do okay with that. But I personally would go with an elder law firm that is their specialty. And it's so specialized that many times a lot of other attorneys will refer their clients to an elder law specialist. NAELA.org. Find your attorney to help you with this division of assets. And coming up next, I will continue to discuss all of the details that are involved in the Medicaid division of assets.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, so we're talking about Medicaid today, what it is, how it works, how you qualify, what does it pay for, all of the stuff. And I started to get into what happens if you have a married couple. And, you know, before there was a legal opportunity to do what's called the division of assets, where you're dividing assets on paper, guess what people used to do? Well, if I'm going into the nursing home, then all of our money is going to be gone because the nursing home's so expensive. Honey, let's get a divorce. Just on paper, but let's get a divorce. I'll give you as much as I can so that at least you have something to live on and you have somewhere to stay. Now, in the United States of America, people getting divorced to pay for medical care and long-term care, how horrible is that? So Congress agreed with that statement and said, wait a minute, why can't we just divide the assets on paper? Don't get divorced. We'll just do this division of assets on paper. So let's say, and again, go to an elder law attorney to do this properly. Let's say a couple has, just make up nice round little numbers here, $200,000 in liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, 401ks, IRAs, annuities, all the things. They have $200,000. So let's put $100,000 on his side, $100,000 on her side. Boom. On paper, we protected half of the liquid assets for her. She is the community spouse. She does not need care. She's perfectly healthy, and she still lives in the house. There's still taxes due. Home insurance, homeowner's insurance coverage. The water heater still breaks down. We have electric bills, gas bills, all the costs of living independently, personal property tax in many states cost a lot to live. So at least we've protected half of the assets for her, the community spouse, in this example. He goes to the nursing home, and in this example, he takes he has $100,000, and he's going to spend that down to, at least in my area, $5,909 in Missouri, $2,000 in the state of Kansas. And again, all the other states in the country, they're very similar. So the question is, well, what can you use that money to pay for? And you can obviously pay for your care. It's going to go out at the rate of $9,000 to $10,000 a month for a shared room in long-term care. You can pay off some of your debts. Let's say you've got, you know, $8,000 on a Visa over here and another $4,000 on a MasterCard over there. And we have a small home equity loan because we had a new roof put on and a new HVAC system installed there. That's $20,000. You can pay off some of your debts, your joint debts, from his side of the ledger, so to speak. You can make some home improvements. Again, the house is an exempt asset. She needs somewhere to live. So it's an exempt asset for now. So maybe you use some of that money to maybe put in some new carpet, maybe make a few home improvements, invest into the house. Here's one that I'm just adamant about. Take some of his money that when it's gone, when it's down to $5,909 or $2,000 or whatever the number is in your state, Medicaid will start paying for the majority of the cost of his stay in long-term care. So while you have some to spend, invest $8,000 or $10,000 into a prepaid funeral plan. Now, this is just a good financial move on your part. You've taken a countable asset that you have to spend, and you have converted it to an exempt asset, a prepaid funeral plan. The other way to look at that is, let's say you're living in long-term care, you're in Kansas, you're down to $2,000, and at some point you pass away. Now, it's time to arrange the funeral and all of the things. Average funeral, I haven't looked up the number here recently. It's got to be at least $10,000 now. Might be more than that on average. So let's say your funeral and your burial and, you know, all of the things that go along with that, with your final expenses, final arrangements. Let's say it's $10,000. Well, he has $2,000 in his account. Who's going to pay for the other $8,000? Does she have it? Can the family pitch in and everybody kind of chip in and make up that $8,000 difference? Why would you put that burden on your spouse or your family when you could take $8,000 or $10,000 of your spend down and pay for it yourself? Perfectly legal. perfectly great idea. You could even take some of that spend down and invest it in a new car or a better car for your spouse who will be coming, you know, every day to see you or every other day. So let's say the vehicle that you have isn't as dependable as you'd like. Trade it in, get a better vehicle. You can spend some of the money of that spend down on that vehicle. Does that make sense? So, pay for your care, pay off some debts, make some home improvements, take cash, which is accountable asset, invest some of it into a prepaid funeral plan, which is an exempt asset, maybe even upgrade or buy a new car. But once he is down to $5,909 in Missouri, $2,000 in the state of Kansas, boom, he is in. He is in. Now, if you see, and this gets a little too complicated for me, but I can tell you in general. If you go to see an elder law attorney, they're going to look at that and they're going to say, well, wait a minute. Instead of him spending $100,000 all the way down to $5,909 or $2,000, we have a legal, perfectly legal opportunity to take most of that $100,000, maybe let's say $80,000, $90,000, whatever the number is, invest that into a single premium immediate annuity for the spouse, which will then pay her an income of whatever the number is. So what you've done is you have protected some of the liquid assets on his side, invested it into a vehicle that will increase the monthly income for her. Now, why is that important? Coming up next, I'm going to talk about what happens to the income. But when your spouse goes to the nursing home, so does their income. Okay? Most people don't understand that. So if his income is I'm just going to use overly simplified numbers. If his income is $2,000 a month, her income is $2,000 a month, they have a household income of $4,000 a month. And that's what they've based kind of everything on. Now, he goes to the nursing home. His income of $2,000 goes with him. And now the household income is $2,000. It took a 50% reduction for her to live on. And she has half the assets, by the way. So how many of us could survive on a 50% per month decrease in our income? And I would say none of us could do that. I don't care how much money you have. You can't do it. So again, working with an elder law attorney, they may be able to take a big chunk of his spend down and legally convert that, perfectly okay to do it, convert that into a financial vehicle, a single premium immediate annuity that would increase her monthly income for a period of time. And boom, get him qualified for Medicaid fairly quickly. Again, reach out to a quality local elder law attorney, naela.org, and I will have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
All right, today it's all about Medicaid, how it works, how you qualify for it, what does it pay for, all of the things. So I've talked about the spend down, what you can use some of that money for. If you work with a qualified elder law attorney, naela.org, put in your zip code, you'll get a list of local elder law attorneys. Yeah, Steve, but I don't know, you know, they might charge, you know, $8,000 to help me, or whatever the number is. Well, here's how I look at it. If they charge you $8,000 to protect $100,000, probably ought to do it. Because if you don't do it, there goes $100,000. It's silly to not do it, frankly. Just make sure that you get with a solid elder law attorney that can help you do that. And again, this is all the stuff that we go through when we have a consulting review with our clients at Senior Care Consulting. See, when we work with our clients, we need to conduct, and we do conduct, a comprehensive geriatric care assessment. Part of that assessment has to do with the financial piece of all of this. Is there a chance you might outlive your assets? If the answer is yes, and usually it is, yeah, there's a chance. Or no, we're definitely outliving our assets. Or it's a long shot, but we want to, let's go ahead and just have that safety net in place just in case. Okay, then we have a thorough discussion of Medicaid and how it all works and when that might come into play given their specific situation. So we talked about all of that. Well, what about your income, Steve? So if you have to spend it down to $2,000 and get qualified in Kansas, and then I have $2,000 coming in next month, does that kick me out? No, it doesn't. So let's talk about your income. This is very straightforward. So whatever your income is, here's the calculation. Your income minus the cost of your Medicare premiums. So let's say you have a plan F or a G or whatever it is, and you're spending $300 a month. Your Medicare is your health care. Remember that. So you want to keep that up. So whatever your income is, minus your Medicare premiums, and then you're going to keep a couple of bucks. Your personal needs allowance in the state of Kansas, you get to keep $62 a month. Don't spend it all in one place. In the state of Kansas, you get to keep $50 a month. And that's just a little bit of just a little petty cash, a little slush fund to get a Diet Coke and a Snickers bar now and then, okay? So your income minus whatever you're paying for your Medicare premium, minus a couple of bucks, whatever is left over, whether it's $200, whether it's $2,000, whatever the number is, that goes back to the nursing home as a copay. Now, I speak in English. I call it a copay. Happens every single month. They call it a patient liability. Well, what is a patient liability? It's a copay. You see how I do that? So that's your copay. That's the individual's contribution toward the cost of their care. And then Medicaid pays the nursing home the difference. But there's even a little bit of a catch to that. Let's say the nursing home normally charges $350 a day, $350 a day. But Medicaid says, we'll only pay you $300 a day. They'll say, yeah, we'll take that. So the nursing home might write off $50 a day. Okay, the individual pays what they can after they've kept up their Medicare and kept a couple of bucks, and Medicaid pays them the difference up to that Medicaid allowable, which in this example is $300 a day. So that happens every single month. Like clockwork, that's exactly what happens. Now, I talked about some loopholes earlier in the program, loopholes or maybe just some opportunities to take advantage of some of the rules and some of the different rules for different states. Here's one that we do pretty frequently. So with Senior Care Consulting, we help our clients find the right senior care community. That would include assisted living, of course, long-term care. Many times it involves memory care. Sometimes it's a continuing care retirement community with all of the above. I have worked with many clients over the years, and they live in Missouri. And listen to this very closely. In the state of Kansas, the community spouse, so this is the spouse that's doing well, living independently. Let's say it's Mrs. Jones. Mr. Jones needs long-term care. Mr. Jones needs a nursing home. Even though they're a resident living in Missouri, if Mr. Jones moves to the Kansas side of the state line, the Kansas rules apply. And the Kansas rules say that the at-home community spouse, Mrs. Jones, her 401k and her IRA are exempt. Take them off the table. You don't have to split them in half. They do not calculate into the division of assets. So, I'll never forget this lady. She was a pistol. I just love her to pieces. She said, "Steve, I'm no spring chicken, but I'll gladly drive to Kansas to save my $300,000 of a 401k that I received when I retired from Sprint. If we would have chosen a place on the Missouri side of the state line, that would have to be divided and spent down." Now, yes, they could, and an elder law attorney may be able to take part of his spend down and turn it into an annuity. She didn't want anything to do with that. She just wanted to hang on to it and have her financial advisor continue to invest that for her. So we found an excellent long-term care community for her husband on the Kansas side of the state line. Kansas rules apply, period. That's how you take advantage of some of the differences in the rules and the laws. And then just a quick limitation, Medicaid will pay for long-term care, that nursing home level of care, the medical model, all day, every day, because it's medical. They will pay very little for the assisted living level of care because it's not a medical model. So, for example, on the Kansas side of the state line, there's a program, again, it's all these buckets of money under these different programs. HCBS, Home and Community-Based Services, they'll pay for part of the cost of assisted living, but not all of it. It gets very complicated. Again, and on the Missouri side, they'll spend a whopping $292 a month. That has no impact. It sounds great, but it doesn't deliver. So, look, if you're looking for any level of senior care and you need help, and this is a big part of the equation, give us a call. We'll walk you through this. It would be our honor to serve you and your family. Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.